مجدد is renewer. أحمد قديان is renewer, but he renew the madhab of مسيلمة الكذاب. وإذا renew the opinion of مسيلمة الكذاب. And this is a kind of renewer he is. أحمد قديان is a liar. He claimed prophecy and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows his lie that he died in bathroom while he's facing the toilet. A'udhu billah. And this never a prophet will die like this. It's the death of a liar. And all liars die like this, subhanAllah, who claim prophecy. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us there is a renewer. Every 100 years, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent somebody to this ummah to revival this deen. Every 100 years. And the scholars, the correct opinion among the scholars, it can be more than one in different subjects. Like one will renew the matter of jihad, one who will renew the matter of sunnah, the matter of fiqh and da'wah, and different subjects. But this person, no doubt, he is from Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. First condition, has a correct belief. Like the last century, I have no doubt in my heart that Sheikh Muhammad Nasir al-Din al-Albani, rahimahullah, was one of these renewers who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala renewed with him the sunnah. Because he came in a time where people, they don't know what is weak, what is authentic. And subhanallah, after he spread his book and working hard around 35 years, you can tell, after 35 years of working hard, the sunnah stirs and teaching, or 40 years, the people start saying, oh, hadith sahih, da'if. Then, so he spent 89 years, or around 90 years in this dunya, teaching people the hadith sahih and da'if. He revived this. Sheikh Muhammad Abdul Wahab, also 2 centuries ago, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala renewed with him the religion. After the people in Arabia, they used to worship the trees and rocks and graves. Just 200 years ago, people in Saudi Arabia, and not only Saudi Arabia, in Saudi Arabia and the eastern side, the western, the south of Arabia, Arab Peninsula, they used to worship idols, basically trees and graves. And this sheikh came and took over for Islam, and subhanAllah, the whole place changed upside down. It was upside down, it became straight. They're following the sunnah, the kitabullah and sunnah Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And this has happened a lot, in the history. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give this ummah who renew to it, amra diniha. Renewer does not come with something new. He basically, remind people about the religion. Shaykh al-Islam rahimahullah said, it is very obvious that you will see the innovators curse Ahlul Sunnah by saying they are follower to as-salaf. يقول ومن عادة أهل البدع لمز أهل السنة بأنهم أتباع السلف. It's very common that the people of bid'ah always say, oh, those people following the salaf, as if it is something shame. And salaf, it means the sahaba, the companion of the Prophet ﷺ. They are the salaf. We are follow. The Prophet ﷺ companions. This is the salaf. We are belong to those people, the Prophet ﷺ companions. We follow their steps. We follow their methods, their methodology. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us tawfiq wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad.